You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Sunny Hill Ladies' Aid Society.
Now, wait a minute. What is this, a delegation?
Yes, we want you to give a speech at our next meeting.
What? Me? Speak before a whole bunch of ladies?
Why not? You talk on the radio every day.
Oh, well, that's different. I just stand by the microphone and talk about Doug.
Well, it's Doug that we want you to talk about.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Of course, I'll be glad to talk about this wonderful new soap. Why, Doug's is so new, there's never been a soap quite like it before.
Fine. But first, we'd like to give you a few pointers.
You see, some of the ladies are terribly old-fashioned about their laundry soap.
Oh?
Why, take that fussy Mrs. Jones. She just wouldn't believe me when I said this new Doug's does all three kinds of wash. Like work shirts and dirty towels, right down to pretty rayon slips.
Well, but didn't you tell her Doug's is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap? It's not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind.
My, be sure to put that in your speech.
And when you tell how Doug gets towels so white, you might glance over at that snooty Mrs. Smith.
Oh, why Mrs. Smith?
Well, she said she didn't see how Doug could be so safe for her nicer colored washables and still get towels white, too.
Oh, she did she? Well, Doug is safer for those pretty colors than any of the other leading granulated laundry soaps, and yet it gets towels really dazzling white. In fact, there's not another soap of any kind that gets clothes whiter than Doug's.
And if she asks how much scrubbing it takes...
I'll just tell her the facts. There's no hard scrubbing, no boiling to do. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Doug's. In fact, I'll ask every lady listening to try Doug's, and then she'll see for herself what a really new kind of granulated soap it is. I'll say, just ask for new Doug's, D-U-Z, today, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Doug's do everything. And now the Goldbergs. The Goldberg family find themselves with a strange responsibility. It started innocently enough when Rosie fell in love with Walter Jerome. And now the past is littered with a broken engagement, a family quarrel, struggle between a mother and a son. And finally, with Walter's expressed love for Rosie and his apparent freedom from his past. Poor Jake and Molly have had to accept the inevitable. And the question now is, what's going to become of Walter's future? And how will it affect Rosie? Today, Walter's mother sketches out the answer to one side of the question, which Jake has in mind. Jake still wants to talk, but...
Sit, Jake, please. Please sit.
Call Rosalie in.
She'll come in. She's getting her coat. They're going for a walk.
Who is going?
I'll see.
Rosalie, you found your coat?
I'll be right in, Mommy, darling.
Is family going with you and Walter?
Daddy, are you going for a walk with us?
Yes.
I'll be right in, Mommy, darling. Well,
this is all a very fine to-do. Very fine.
It will be smart, darling. Cannot foolish. All may still yet be very fine.
I wish I had your optical illusions.
Why?
Because I don't see things the way you see them.
I see everything also as is.
Cut my head off, Molly, and I still say Rosie is not for Walter, and Walter is not for Rosie.
A little tea, Jake.
You're not interested, huh?
I am, Jake. I am. What else am I interested in? But wait, darling. Wait until they go out of the house and we'll discuss it. You gave your word already to Walter. You said he could come and go across your threshold. Don't start everything all over again. Let him come. Let us get to know him better. Let Rosalie get to know him better. And we'll see, darling. We'll see. Is that sensible or is that insensible? No discussion,
right.
Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
I'm so happy, Papa, darling.
That's how I always want you to be.
You were nice to Walter, too, Pa. You meant everything you said to him, huh, Papa, darling?
I don't remember what I said.
Papa remembers. Papa remembers. Papa remembers very well. Walter is welcome. Very welcome.
Rosalie, only don't take yourself too seriously. That's all I ask of you.
What do you mean, Pa? Papa means in the meantime, darling, be platonic. You certainly aren't thinking of marriage.
Of engagements either yet.
All right. Well, there's got to be an understanding, Mama, darling. Walter broke his engagement to Norma for one reason. You know that. I mean, under the circumstances, it
all
can't
right,
just
Rosalie,
be...
All right, darling, please.
Well, I want you both to understand what this means to me.
We do, darling. We do. We
Are
understand
you ready,
that... Come in, Walter. Come in.
Thanks, Walter.
Well, are we going out for a walk?
Walter, I just want to...
The telephone is ringing,
well,
Jay.
Answer it.
I think it must be for you, dear.
Why do you think...
Because I'm sure it's for you, because Mr. Willoughby called before.
Smart?
I said, excuse me, because
Rosie, I'm did your father want to say anything to me?
I don't think so. I think all the talking's over now. Only, tell me, Walter... Why did your mother want you to marry Norma, even though she knew that you didn't like her? If your mother knew that it would make you unhappy, then why did she insist?
What difference does it make, Rosie? That's all in the past now. I'm here in Lastonbury, and I'm staying here because I want to.
You want to because...
Because of you.
I'm glad of it, Walter. Only...
Only what, Rosie?
Only, I mean, well, let's just talk of it now, once and for all, and we'll never have to mention it again. I mean, I'm thinking of these things, and...
What do you want to say, Rosie?
Well, I know that my father said he didn't give his absolute approval.
Well, that's because, as he said, he didn't know me very well.
I only know what I feel, Walter, and...
And that is?
You know.
Then what are we standing here and questioning each other for?
Only one thing, Walter. Did you promise to marry Norma? And if you did, I'm not just somebody who's helping you fight your mother. I don't want to be just a way for you to oppose people and things you don't like. I want to be...
What do you want to be, Rosie?
Well... What a girl is who's loved by someone.
You are.
Walter.
Yes, Rosie.
Can I make up for all the things you lost? All the things you've given up? I mean, you've given up so much, Walter.
Norma?
No, not Norma. Your family and the things they've always done for you and the things you've always had. The things you expected to have.
I'll still have them, Rosie. When my mother realizes she's lost, she won't deprive herself of the pleasure of giving me things.
Is that your mother, Walter? It's your car. It's your mother, Walter.
Well, that's all right.
Your mother's coming in here.
Oh, if you don't want her to, I'll...
She's welcome. She's welcome as you are, Walter. She's very welcome. But I'd want any more disturbances. You are not responsible for your breaking your engagement, and we don't...
Mama, darling, please.
I'm only saying, Rosalie.
Open the door, Molly, and let us say what we have to say.
Please, I'll open the door, but there's nothing to say, Jay. Please, nothing. Everything we had to say has already been said. Please, and remember my words. Not one syllable and not one comma. Understand? Excuse me. Please. No.
Lay down, Paul.
Papa, darling,
lay
I don't
down.
Want you to start anything.
Lay down.
Please.
Come in. Walter's still here.
Yes, I'm here.
Please come in, Mr. Giroux.
I came over to tell you, Walter, that Norm and I are going home.
When?
Tonight, I hope.
I'm glad we understand each other, Mother.
Well, I understand you, Walter. I'm not so sure you understand me. And I'm not sure the Goldbergs do. That's why I'm here. Whether you've made your choice, we'll have to take up from there.
Mrs. Jerome, I assure you, no choices have been made by us.
I made my own choice, Mother.
Doesn't matter. Choice is made. You want to remain in Lastonbury?
Yes.
And you can't see eye to eye with me about Norma?
No.
Well, I've always been considered a smart woman. I might as well be smart now. I won't fight you anymore, Walt.
I intend to live the way I think is best.
I'll try to help you do so.
I don't think I need any help in my opinions, Mother.
Perhaps not. While you're here with your future in-laws.
Mrs. Jerome.
I said future. May happen. You like the pleasures of poverty and the life of a small town with small people and with very little to live with. You don't like variety, ease in different places, and that's your choice. You don't need my help and you don't want it. Very well. You wish to stand on your own feet. Fine. I think you're making a mistake.
I intend to make my own mistakes, Mother.
You are. Don't worry. Anyway, you refuse to accept my help and you refuse to see what your happiness is. You wish this? You can have it. But I want you to understand that in cutting yourself off from our life, Walter, and the happiness you might have had, Norman, you have cutting yourself off from everything. That means you'll have to live yourself, watch yourself. There's going to be no money from me, no help. No money from me, no help from me or your father. Work, live, do what you like. But my money and my fortune is not going to be wasted. You want freedom and poverty and happiness? So take it, but complete it. Is that clear?
Very clear.
But I'm also your mother. You're not a foolish woman. A foolish woman. Anytime you see your mistake, anytime you're willing to return to your right life with the people who are closest and dearest to you, all you have to do is walk in my door and say, Mother, I made a foolish mistake.
Molly. Must I stand here and listen to it?
Don't go.
Stand here and listen to it?
Don't go, Mr. Goldberg. What I have to say is more important for you than for Walter. Now that he's no longer my responsibility, but yours.
As Molly and Jake hear Mrs. Jerome talking, they realize that Walter is being pushed into their hands, that the Goldbergs are getting the responsibility of his life. And at the same time, Molly can sense that Mrs. Jerome is really tempting Walter with the life he has just lost. You know, a lot of you ladies have told me how disgusted you are with the halfway job old-fashioned soaps do for dishes. Yes, you say you get mighty tired of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they're so short on safety for your hands. Well, don't you know those halfway soaps are out of date now that New Does is here? Yes, this new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash really gives you a new idea for dishwashing, too. Because Does has everything you want for dishes. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. It's the only leading granulated wash day soap that treats your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet Does can't be beat for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how really different new Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. From now on, Jake and Molly see that Walter has to be reckoned with in their own lives, whether Rosie is serious about him or not. In fact, Jake gets specific instructions on this point. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.